I'm Robert Crowther at the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle. As ID the Future listeners will probably know, this coming Friday, November 22nd, marks the 50th anniversary of the death of C.S. Lewis. Interestingly, Lewis, JFK, and Aldo Huxley all died on the same day in 1963. To commemorate this, we have been releasing excerpts from CSC Associate Director John West's important book, The Magician's Twin, C.S. Lewis on Science, Scientism, and Society. You can find those downloads at evolutionnews.org. Today, we're delighted to announce the online debut of the third installment of an extremely interesting and beautifully produced documentary based on Dr. West's book, C.S. Lewis and Intelligent Design. You can watch the 17-minute film online at cslewisweb.com. That's cslewisweb.com. You can also watch the two previous installments in this series, The Magician's Twin, C.S. Lewis and the Case Against Scientism, and C.S. Lewis and Evolution. Lewis's views on science are important, not because arguments from authority carry any weight, Lewis said it, therefore it's true, but because his own arguments, critiquing scientism and Darwinism, and anticipating the contemporary case for intelligent design, are themselves so intellectually compelling. As the film documents, Lewis's journey of exploration took him from a position sharply hostile to arguments for design, to views bearing remarkable similarities to those advocated, in a more formal manner, by ID proponents like William Dembski. Lewis believed that integrity demands we follow the lead of the available evidence to whatever destination it points us, and that we candidly say what we can find when we get there. In this view, as the film also shows, he was joined by philosopher Antony Flew, whom he met at Oxford University. Flew, long known for his atheism, finally became convinced that current scientific evidence, objectively considered, requires a conclusion in favor of intelligent design. I think you'll enjoy C.S. Lewis and Intelligent Design, and its companion films, and our ongoing series of excerpts from The Magician's Twin that you can find at Evolution News and Views at evolutionnews.org. I'm Robert Crowther for the CSC and ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2013. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.